Maria, could you tell me, first of all, what inflammatory bowel disease is?
Inflammatory bowel disease is a chronic condition of the gastrointestinal tract, which is manifested by flares where patients can get symptoms such as blood in their stools, diarrhea, or abdominal pain. And in between these periods, they can also enter periods of remission where their disease is quiet and they have absolutely no symptoms and are no different for you and me. And the main reason why we are interested in inflammatory bowel disease in pregnant individuals is that there is a higher incidence of the disease in the patients' ages around 20 to 30 years old, which is sort of the prime reproductive age.
I understand that Canada actually has the highest or amongst the highest incidence of inflammatory bowel disease in the world. So really, how serious an issue is this?
Yeah, this is becoming a very serious issue, and it's the reason why at the University of Calgary that there are specialized clinics in inflammatory bowel disease, plus in niche areas such as pregnancy and inflammatory bowel disease. We know that in Alberta there are up to 25,000 patients affected with this disease, and up to 800 new diagnoses per year. So it is a substantial health problem that people may not have been aware of previously.
You're involved with a team that's looking at this disease with support from Alberta Innovates Health Solutions, and you've got a whole new study that's just starting off. So what's happening there?
There are a lot of studies and a lot of interest in research in inflammatory bowel disease. They're looking at the disease from all aspects. Dr. Yvette Leung and myself coordinate the IBD Pregnancy Clinic, which is a new clinic that opened thanks to funding from various sources, including Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. The clinic officially opened in September 2012, but we had been seeing pregnant patients in our usual clinical practices before then. The novelty of this clinic is that we have special allocated time to see pregnant patients with this disorder and to be able to counsel them accordingly with regards to what we think will happen with their disease during their pregnancy, what they should do with their medications during pregnancy, and the effects it will have on both mum and subsequently baby.
So what is it that you're seeing so far? What does happen with pregnant women when they are afflicted with this?
Fortunately, as mentioned, inflammatory bowel disease is characterized by periods of relapses as well as remissions where the patient doesn't have disease activity, and generally patients do very well with inflammatory bowel disease during pregnancy because kindly the disease tends to be less active during pregnancy. But the mainstay of the message and the mainstay of our clinic is to ensure that the mother gets into remission, that is, not having active disease prior to embarking on the pregnancy. Because if she is in a healthy state prior to getting pregnant, this portends the best prognosis for the mother and for the baby, and it makes it much more likely that the mother will stay in remission without any active disease during the pregnancy, and therefore she can deliver a healthy baby and not have to worry about her disease during the pregnancy. So a lot of our job is actually in the preconception counseling.
And what would you counsel them?
We counsel them about how to get the disease under control, and we don't know the exact cause of inflammatory bowel disease, but we know certainly that there are potential precipitants of the disease, such as smoking. So we would encourage women not to smoke, and that would be a general message for any pregnant woman anyway. We would encourage them to be compliant with their medications, if medications are necessary to keep their disease under control anyway. We would advise them about the safety of those medications during pregnancy and also tailor the medications so that we can get the right dose and the right medications for them prior to them being pregnant and to keep it that way during their pregnancy.
Well, I'm also curious about something else you said, and that is that this condition tends to fall off during the pregnancy. Do you have any idea why that would be, why the body would react in that way?
Yeah, we'd suspected that many of the autoimmune diseases, such as lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and also inflammatory bowel diseases, may improve during pregnancy because the immune system just changes during pregnancy to accommodate the child. So in the same way that it doesn't cause a reaction with the child, being a sort of a foreign body in the mother, the disease itself tends to abate a little during pregnancy as the body's immune system is not so revved up. Cheryl, the main thing is that we really want to encourage patients to be referred to the clinic. We feel that we can help co-manage these patients to get the best outcome for both mother and baby. So timely referral is the essence. And as we said, you know, not waiting until the patient has a disease flare and is already, you know, fairly advanced in their pregnancy, but we would like to receive the referrals before the patients embark on their pregnancy.
By doing this, how is it going to improve things for the pregnant woman?
Our main hope is that we can encourage women that they don't have to be scared to get pregnant, that we can encourage them that they can hold the pregnancy through to term, and that they can be well during the pregnancy, that they can deliver a healthy child, and that they also will still be healthy enough to look after the baby even after the delivery.
Now, your clinic is in Calgary, so you'll just be taking women in that Calgary area, is that correct?
Yes, but there are plans for our collaborators in Edmonton, for example, to be able to start up a similar clinic.
How long are you going to run the clinic through this team approach?
Oh, the plan is for this clinic to run indefinitely. We will be continuing to apply for funding to make sure that the clinic continues to run. And as a side issue, we also have a number of research interests that we would apply separately for funding for that as well. So this is a long-term plan, but definitely statistics, outcomes, and other health measures will be collated based on what the clinic can offer.
And what might be some of the research areas that you would pursue?
There are a number of these. Basically, to be able to document that we really do think that these women do well during their pregnancy and managed correctly. We would also be looking at side studies, looking at nutrition in pregnant women with inflammatory bowel disease. We're also looking at genetic immunologic markers to see what factors may influence the course of inflammatory bowel disease during a pregnancy. In addition to that, to look at the effects of drug therapy during the pregnancy.
Well, it sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And certainly good luck with your own pregnancy, and I hope you'll call me back and let me know whether you have a boy or a girl.
For sure.